This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Sudanese residents say that explosions were heard and gunfire rocked parts of the area and its twin city, despite the extension of a fragile truce between the country's rival top generals. The UNICEF video, Danig Ledu, who is chief of communications in Chad, says that water in the region has been scarce as a result as well.
I am now right on the border with Sudan. What you see behind me is Sudan, and you see a constant massive movement of people going in and out of the next town in Sudan, which is just across what is a river during the rainy season, but it's completely dry now.
Escalation comes hours after both sides accepted a 72-hour extension of the truce. Iran's foreign minister said Friday that Saudi Arabia and Iran will open embassies in each other's capitals within days. More from VOA's Marissa Milton.
Iran's top diplomat made the announcement at a news conference in Beirut, but he did not give specific dates for the reopening of the embassies. The relationship between the two countries started deteriorating in 2015 following the intervention of Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates in the Yemen war, after the Iran-aligned Houthi movement toppled the Saudi-backed government. The two nations cut off diplomatic relations in 2016. They agreed to restore relations in March of this year. Marissa Milton, VOA News.
More VOANews.com. This is VOA News.